What else do you have?
Middle.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for middle?
I don't think so.
What about fur?
Well, let's see. Some call it the fur. See, that's going down the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That's the middle putty.
But Mama, I think I'm pretty sure this is dirty.
No, these ain't dirty. They just got mildew. You pull them off and let them wet somewhere. Go back and find your shirts. You can put them on. You want to win? Yeah, go back and find your shirts. Bring your tennises so you can put them on.
Do you ever hear, when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
Yeah, you tell him the G and Haw.
Mm-hmm. What's
he go? He go to the right with one Haw, a G and Haw. Now I never did know G and Haw,
mm-hmm.
But you go to the right with one and to the left with the other.
Uh-huh.
G is one and Haw is the other. But now I never did know which one was right.
And what you hold in your hand to guide him with?
That's a fly hand.
Huh?
Fly hand.
Or on the horse, you guide him with the...
With the lines.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And when you're riding on him, you guide him with the...
Line.
Mm-hmm. And your feet are in the...
In the stirrup if you got a saddle on.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him?
You have to gear him up.
Huh?
You have to put the gear on.
Uh-huh. Any other name for gear?
Well, not as I know.
Do you ever get called a heart?
Heart or harness?
Huh?
Horse, a heart or harness?
Uh-huh.
Heart. Which
one?
Huh?
What's the first?
I would talk a harness, but I ain't heard a heart.
Mm-hmm.
The harness.
And what different, when you're working with cotton, you have to get out and thin the cotton out?
Yeah, you got to thin it out, get the weeds out of it.
I have to go get my cane.
Come on, back.
What do you say you're doing when you go out with the hoe and...
You horn it thin cotton.
Do you ever hear people say chop cotton or scrape?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they call chopping cotton. Some call it scraping.
Uh-huh.
I'll chop cotton.
What different kinds of grass grow up in the cotton?
Hey, Lordy, that's cotton where you is. Every kind of grass, weeds, and grow in it. I never did learn the grass's name. There's so much growth in it. Some of it was parsley, some of it was moodle grass, some of it was this big old, some kind of grass, weeds. Just different things.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I think this is going to be too cool for this, but you went and got it. You know where your sweater is? Oh, you ain't cool. You can put your house coat back on if you get cool. Get your tennis suit.
Ain't cool.
Oh, you ain't cool. Well, you might take a cold.
What kinds of fences do people have?
They have wire fences now. They used to have rail fences.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of wire fences do they have now?
Do you see that barbed wire? They have barbed wire fences. Some have a...
That's why you're
going to
put it in because I
need to
hold
the truck
so
down.
Hog-proof
wire
fence.
That's what?
Hog-proof wire, they call it.
Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Like that right across the road there.
That's
something like that. Yeah, that is. Some of it's 6, some of it is 12 inches. That's according to how you want to buy.
Uh-huh.
It ain't all the same.
What about a wooden fence that people could have around their yard? Little boards that maybe.
Well, they call that a picket fence.
What?
Some call it a what?
Way back they call it a picket fence.
I go
and most of them call it haircut. This new style, man. They don't have picket fence no more. Haircut fence.